I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Economics Report. America's top banker, Alan Greenspan, says the condition of the economy is generally good. The Federal Reserve Chairman gave a report to the Joint Economic Committee of Congress on June 9th. Mr. Greenspan suggested that the Federal Reserve, the United States Central Bank, would continue to increase interest rates slowly. One of the tools of the Federal Reserve is the federal funds rate. This is the interest rate that banks pay other banks for overnight loans through the Federal Reserve system. Such loans are usually repaid within a day. Currently, the federal funds rate is 3%. The Federal Open Market Committee has raised the rate at its last 8 meetings since June of 2004. Each time, the committee has raised the rate by 1/4 of 1%. Usually, when the Federal Reserve raises its rates, that causes other interest rates to rise as well. But Alan Greenspan says market forces have kept long-term interest rates unusually low. When the government needs to borrow money, it sells treasury securities, such as the 10-year note. The return on 10-year treasury notes is now at about 4%. That is only 1 percentage point higher than the federal funds rate. Alan Greenspan says similar conditions have not existed before in recent times. Low long-term interest rates are good for home buyers. Rates for 30-year home loans are near record lows. Americans have been buying, selling, building, and rebuilding homes at a strong rate. Some people fear a housing bubble. They worry that home prices have become too inflated. When a financial bubble bursts, prices can drop quickly. Alan Greenspan said a bubble in home prices nationwide does not appear likely. However, he did add that home prices may be too high in some parts of the country. The Federal Reserve Chairman says economic growth has been strong enough to deal with changes in home prices. But Mr. Greenspan expressed concern about the increasing use of interest-only loans. These permit home buyers to reduce their monthly payments for a time by paying only the interest owed. But some people may buy a home that is priced too high for them. To that extent, Alan Greenspan says the use of such financing is beginning to add to the pressures in the marketplace. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Mario Ritter. Our reports are online at voaspecialenglish.com.